There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 11th edition. We are locked and loaded with two mediocre slates. We have a 7-game early, a 6-game late. So if you download or listen early, you'll get the whole day. If not, well, both of them covered. We've been blessed with pitching the last 2 days. Not really today. There's some okay stuff, but man, like even on the early slate, you have three guys over 10K. Then it drops all the way to 7,100 and just drops. So very, very bad stuff there. If you take a quick look at the weather, this was from last night, so check it today. But just briefly scanning, it hasn't really changed much. On your day slate, wind blowing out in Washington between the Braves and the Nats at 10 miles an hour to right field. Milwaukee-St. Louis blowing out to right or left field at 12 miles an hour. Both games that have good bats to target in those ones. When you look at Seattle, Kansas City blowing out to almost 20 miles an hour, that's a biggie. San Diego, Colorado, Coors Field, and it's blowing out to right field at 20 miles an hour. Just what Coors Field needs. Outstanding. And on your night slate, Cincy, Philadelphia blowing out to right field about 10 miles an hour. New York, Boston out to left at about 11. And Angels, Rangers blowing in from right field at almost 20 miles an hour. So a little bit of help there in Texas. Let's look at your totals before we get this party started. Braves, Nats, 8.5. Astros, Twins, 8. Brewers, Cardinals waiting on a total because of Junior Guerra coming off the DL. Rays, White Sox waiting on a total. Yanni Chirinos and a bullpen game in play for Tampa Bay. Seattle, Kansas City, 8.5. Coors Field, Padres, Rockies, 11.5. We got D-backs, Giants. We're waiting on that one because Andrew Suarez making his MLB debut today. Or I think he made a splash last year, but he's making a start today as Johnny Cueto goes on the disabled list. Tigers Indians is not on any of the lists. You got Tigers, Reds, Phillies at 8, Blue Jays, Orioles 8.5, Mets, Marlins 8.5, Yankees, Red Sox 8, Angels, Rangers 10.5, and then Pirates, Cubs waiting on that because they're still deciding their pitching matchup. It looks like it'll be Brault versus Lester. The A's-Dodgers game at the end of the day is not on the slate, and that was Mingden versus Wood. So there you have it. Let's get into this 7-game early slate of action. Robbie Ray's your top-priced arm at 12-4. Robbie Ray's, you know, one of the better arms in all of baseball. He has had his hiccups. His first start at home against Colorado, not ideal, but now he goes to St. Louis. Or he went to St. Louis and threw 6 innings and struck out 9, and it was just outstanding. And the good thing about Robbie Ray is he's struck out 17 guys in 11 innings pitched. So even if he's off, he's getting the strikeouts. We saw Zach Godley 2 nights ago just strike out the Giants at will. Patrick Corbin last night striking out the Giants at will. Now you got Robbie Ray, the Giants striking out almost 22% of the time. A day game after a night game, you might see some reserve players in the game, which can be nice. There's a ton to love about Robbie Ray on a slate with not the best of pitching. Robbie Ray at 12-4 does stand out in this matchup. When you look at Ray, lefties 296, righties 285. The Giants offense is better than it's been in years past. Still not great by any means. And Ray on the road's always been a great thing. He's had some success against the Giants. There's no hiding that. So 12-4 for Ray, definitely in play there. When you look at Lance McCullers at 11,100, another outstanding option here. The Twins are striking out like crazy right now, especially when you have a guy like Robinson Sano who strikes out, oh, let's just roughly say around 40% of the time. As a team, they're striking out over 24% of the time. McCullers coming at the 27% K rate, and more importantly, almost a 62% ground ball rate. So when they're putting it in play, they're not doing much with it. You got to absolutely love what you're getting with McCullers. Coming off an okay start against San Diego, not ideal, but he dealt at Texas with filthy 17 Ks and 10 in the third innings pitched. So a lot to like there with McCullers. And you face the Twins team, third lowest total, the lowest total on the day slate. Lefties 263, righties 341. So they can't hit him with a little bit from the right side, but overall, not too bad. And McCullers 11-1 is outstanding. You save $1,300 on Robbie Ray, and I don't hate that at all. I'll be honest, I made a lineup last night with both of them in there. You can find value on the slate because, as I told you, the pitching sucks, so there's a ton of options. So up top, I'm going Ray McCullers. I'm not using James Paxton. I like James Paxton. Not a good matchup in Kansas City. If he throws great, so be it. Not bad at all. Now we drop down. You got Kyle Gibson at 7,100. He's been outstanding to start the year. Now you're not going to use him, obviously, if you're using McCullers. That kind of defeats the purpose. He's coming off a rocky start against Seattle, but his first start of the year at Baltimore, he was great. He just had some... gave up a lot of like singles and stuff against in his last start, so that kind of slowed things down. But when you're looking at Kyle Gibson, the Astros do strike out over 23% of the time this year, which is pretty big. Kyle Gibson, big ground ball guy, about 51% of the time. So there's a lot to like in that situation. Lefties do hit 350, righties 344. So it's a dicey predicament against an offense like the Astros. But Kyle Gibson, this is why pitching's this bad. What I prefer to do, and it might be chalky on this slate because you can get a lot of bats when you do it, but you either go Robbie Ray or Lance McCullers, and you skip everybody else, and you go all the way to the bottom to Yonny Chirinos against the Chicago White Sox. Yonny Chirinos, $4,500. He had 12.6 against Boston in his first start. At Boston, 17.5. He's $4,500. You'll take either one of those numbers. He went five innings in his last start, three hits, four Ks, no walks. He threw 54 and 56 pitches. So once he gets that 50-pitch mark, that's about all she wrote. So hopefully you get four or five innings out of him. That's the gamble you're taking. But he's facing a White Sox team that does like to strike out. They strike out 21% of the time. And Chirinos is getting it done at a 22% K rate. Great ground ball rate. Low hard contact. There's a lot of things to like about Chirinos. The biggest question mark is how far does he go. But if you get four or five innings out of him, you're going to be just fine with that. Lefties are hitting .177. Righties .220. So Yonny at 45 is the guy I'm going to. So the pitchers I'm looking at, you got Ray McCullers up top. I like McCullers a little more than Ray, but I don't hate either. You got Gibson in the middle, which is dicey, and then Yonny Chirinos at the bottom is a play I'm definitely looking to make. And it might be chalky, like I said, but the rest of the pitching is just absolutely horrific. Let's go to the bats on this slate at your catcher's position because you got Coors in play. You got guys like Posey versus Ray if you are fading them at 3,600. Austin Hedges and Coors at 33. He went deep yesterday. The farther down you look, you can get guys like maybe Kurt Suzuki against A.J. Cole at $2,800. The Braves are going to be a nice piece of stacking today as A.J. Cole is not good at baseball. And he's been getting crushed this year. The Braves crushed him once already. And lefties hit .442, righties .286 off Cole. So lefties just destroy him with Suzuki still in play. Guy like Wilson Ramos at 28 versus Big Game James. The guy I looked at a lot last night, the Colorado left-handed catcher, if he's in the lineup, Tony Walters, he's $2,800 in Coors. Luis Perdomo is on the mound for San Diego, and lefties have their way with Mr. Luis Perdomo. Padres have a 5-4-5 total. The Rockies have a 6-0-5. Lefties 3-44. Eight righties, 332 off Luis Perdomo. So Tony Walters at 2,800 is a severe price mistake. Pedro Severino versus Brandon McCarthy at 27. Severino continues to get it done. If he cracks the lineup, if not, Miguel Montero is 2,500. I don't hate that either. You go down a little farther, maybe Nick Hundley gets to start for Robbie Ray at 24. And there'll be a few more that pop up day game after night game. You're going to see a lot of guys getting some breaks, so check your lineups accordingly. At the first base position, Desmond and Coors, but Freddie Freeman at $5,200 against Cole is outstanding. He's having a great year, of course, and he crushed Cole the first time they met up. I don't know. I can't remember which start it was, but the three-game series at home against Washington, he had 7, 31, and 12. I'm pretty sure it was the 31 because they beat the crap. Yeah, they scored 13 runs that night. So I'm not worried about that at all. Freeman at 52 is a very, very solid play. You drop down, you got a guy like Paul Goldschmidt. He went deep last night off of Hunter Strickland, facing the lefty Suarez at 45. He becomes a very intriguing play. Hosmer and Coors at 43 versus Marquez. When you're looking at your Padres to target, lefties 326, righties 362. So they all hit Marquez pretty, pretty good. But Eric Thames at 4K versus Adam Wainwright. He had a big fly last night, 23 DraftKings points. Thames is feeling it, 23, 2, 14, 18. So 14 or more points in three of his last four games. Going up against the now, I can say, looks like a pretty darn good gas can in Adam Wainwright these days. And when you're the Brew Crew attacking Wainwright, lefties 351, righties 330. So the Brewers are definitely in play today. And Eric Thames at 4K should be on your radar as he's swinging a very, very, very good bat. Marwin Gonzalez at 37, not too shabby at all. See if Jose Martinez cracks the lineup. He had the day off yesterday with that Achilles contusion, bone bruise type deal, which is weird because the Achilles isn't a bone. But he's 3,500. He pinch hit and singled last night. When you're looking at your Cardinals versus Guerra, lefties 350, righties 350. Everyone hits Junior Guerra. So that could be a very stackable game. There's a few of these stackable games outside of Coors on this slate. Further down you go, you got guys like Matt Carpenter versus Junior Guerra at $3,300. Carpenter had a walk-off homer last night. He's extremely cheap against a guy like Guerra. Someone to keep an eye on there. If Matt Adams cracks the lineup at 3,100, the Nats against McCarthy, lefties 287, righties 315. So Adams could still be a nice play at his price tag at 3K. I'm not looking to target Lance McCullers, but low most 3,000 if you are. Dan Vogelbach, 2,800 versus Danny Duffy. Not ideal, but he's there and cheap. The other one I skipped by, but I do like quite a bit. $3,000 facing Big Game James is CJ Cron. That power is legit. When you're looking at the Chicago White Sox, you're looking at the Tampa Bay Rays, lefty's 387, righty's still 307 versus Big Game James. So Cron at 3K does give you some serious upside in that matchup. Second base, you got Altuve is always available, LeMahieu and Coors. Robbie Cano hits lefties just fine. He's 47. But you might want to save here, and you could, if you want to go contrarian, Dozier at 43 versus McCullers isn't horrible. If McCullers doesn't go deep, you get Astros bullpen, which is still scary as well. It's scary just picking on most of these Astros. Their staff's amazing, but it's always going to be contrarian if you get it to work. When you look at the Minnesota Twins, lefties, I said 263, but righties 341 off McCullers. So if you want to be weird with Dozier at 43, it's not the worst thing in the world. I got Corey Spangenberg, 3,900 in Coors against Marquez is way too cheap for a Coors price. A guy I'll be looking to a lot today is Ozzie Albies at 3,800 going up against AJ Cole. We talked about the lefties' success against Cole. Albies is feeling 12 more points last night. He's averaging 10.1 a game. In that Washington series, he had that 19-pointer against A.J. Cole. So definitely a guy to target at $3,800. Chris Owings is kind of in a funk after everybody started drooling all over him, and I still think he's a great play this year. Second base outfield eligible facing the lefty Suarez could be a nice play there to get back on track. Ketel Marte at 3,400 versus Suarez is interesting as well. Whit Merrifield at 32 versus Paxton. Merrifield does hit lefties really well. It was two games ago, Monday, Carlos Azuyahe for the San Diego Padres led off for the Rockies and Coors with a righty on the mound. There'll be a righty on the mound again today. He went deep in Coors, so let's see how that goes today with him. So you can definitely take a look at Azuyahe at his price tag at $3,300, especially if he's leading off against Marquez. That's a nice Coors value there. We saw the Padres bats flex their muscles a bit last night. Couple home runs, top of the order did very well. So keep an eye on that. At that price tag, could be sneaky nice. Another guy at 3,100 is Ryan Flaherty. If he cracks the Braves lineup, he's second base, third base eligible. You know, he's not lighting the world on fire, but he had a 2 and a 0 in his last two games. And prior to that, a 13 and a 13 and a 9 and a 7, 3, a 24, a 14. He can produce, and he's 3,100, a left-handed bat against A.J. Cole. He can give you a nice value relief as well if you're looking for it. That's why I said you can make a Ray McCullers lineup. You're not going to be like sleeping comfortably with the Harpers of the world and everybody in your lineup, but you got guys with some serious upside and some serious matchups that could produce for you and set you forward. And if there's other pitchers you like, hit me up on the SD Slack chat. Ask for an invite. We'll throw you in there, and we'll have a group conversation on it and break it down, and maybe I'm missing something, but I'd rather go to battle with these guys and pick my poisons elsewhere. Let's go to third base. Nolan Arenado's in play all the time at 5,600. You go down to guys like Anthony Rendon versus Brandon McCarthy at 43. He could be a nice play there. Christian Villanueva in Coors at 39, or Corey Spangenberg worth both 3,900. A guy I do like, though, at 3,800 is Travis Shaw. Another left-handed bat versus St. Louis. Coming off some really good games of 5 and a 16. Feeling it and had a good series in St. Louis his last time around. 3,800 versus Wainwright is definitely a good option there. Go down a little farther. Mike Moustakas had a big night last night. It's not the ideal matchup against James Paxton, so buyer beware, but he's there at 36. A guy I don't mind, though, is Matt Duffy of the Tampa Bay Rays. Been hitting towards the top of that order. He's $3,300. Nice salary relief. His last three games, 5, 10, and 10. So he's starting to swing a pretty good bat. He had a 0, and then he had a 16. So Matt Duffy's actually producing pretty well. Again, big game James on the mound. So Matt Duffy at 33 could be an interesting salary relief. I got like Kyle Seager, 3,200 versus Danny Duffy. And Seager hits lefties really, really well. So don't frown on that one. Again, you got Ryan Flaherty of Atlanta at $3,100 in that matchup. If for some reason Chase Headley cracks the lineup for San Diego, he's first base, third base eligible, $3,000 in Coors Field. The Padres are priced really, really cheap, which is kind of crazy to me in this matchup. But you never know. Crazy things do happen. Let's go to the shortstop position. You got Trevor Story, who's been feeling it the last couple games in Coors against some left-handed bats. He faces Perdomo. He's 4,900, so I'm not going to tell you not to use him, but just be careful. Carlos Correa at 49, another one to kind of you can look at. Be careful, but look at. You're going to Paul DeJong at 4K. He let us down yesterday, but another good spot versus Guerra, especially if he's hitting towards the top of the order. I like a guy like Freddie Galvis for the Padres in Coors against Marquez at 3,800. Galvis is always an overlooked guy, playing really good ball, 5, 10, and 8 in his last three. He's 3,800. But Gene Segura against Danny Duffy at 37 is outstanding. Segura hits lefties extremely well, coming off 24 points last night. He had a 0 the game before, but then a 12 and a 15, a 5, a 17, a 12. Segura is having a really, really good season. No one's really talking about him. He's $3,700 against Danny Duffy, so that's another solid play. If you're catching a trend here, there's a lot of guys in like that 38, the below range, you can definitely make cases for in your lineups. You go down farther, you're like Ketel Marte or Nick Ahmed could be cheap punt plays for the D-backs at 34 and 33 respectively. Dansby Swanson's another guy, $3,200 for Atlanta. You're sensing a trend here with Atlanta. He had 10 more points last night. He's having a really, really good season at $3,200. So keep an eye on him. There's a ton of value out there. Maybe look at different batting orders to see who's hitting towards the top and get some value there. Pat Valleca, a Rocky in Coors at $2,900. I haven't been using him at all because he sucks, but people love it because it's Coors and I get it. Brandon Crawford, 27, versus Robbie Ray. He does hit lefties well, so keep an eye on that. But if Kelby Tomlinson gets the start for the Giants, he's second base shortstop eligible. He's 2,300 versus Ray. Again, I'm not looking to target Ray, but if you want some $2,300 value, that's pretty darn cheap. Instead of the outfield, you got Bryce Harper at 57, Charlie Blackmon and Coors at 57, Desmond, all in play. A.J. Pollock has been crushing lefties in his career, including this season. He's 4,800 versus Suarez of the Giants. I don't mind that at all. You got Springer, Ryan Braun at 46 against Wainwright's very nice because everyone's going to be targeting the lefties from Milwaukee, and rightfully so. I get it. But Wainwright's getting hit by everybody. Everybody. And you could definitely look at the righties. The righties are hitting 330 while lefties are hitting 351. So don't sleep on guys like Ryan Braun, who's actually swinging an okay bat and has some success versus Wainwright at 46. You got Cargo and Coors at 45. Lefties crushed Perdomo. That's a little too cheap for my liking for Cargo. That's pretty nice. You go down more like Josh Reddick, David Peralta's okay. But then Hunter Renfro, I know we like Hunter versus lefties. Much more powerful versus lefties, but he is facing Marquez at 4K. Renfro went deep yesterday. Manny Margot, he left early with an injury yesterday. He's day-to-day. He's 3,900. If he cracks the lineup, I do like him quite a bit. Him at Jose Perella. Margot's at 39, Perella at 37. So a lot of Padres below 4K. And Hosmer, I think, was 43, is like the most expensive one we've looked at. So there's a lot to like there with the Padres against Marquez. You go down farther, you got like D. Gordon, who's playing well at 38. Tommy Pham had the day off yesterday. He's 37 today. Don't hate that against Junior Guerra. That's a nice price tag right there. Mentioned Chris Owens at 37 already. Marwin Gonzalez as well. Mitch Haniger versus a lefty at 35. I do like quite a bit. He's back in cleanup yesterday. Dropped 7 DraftKings points on people. He's been playing really well on the season. 3,500 with some upside. Then you got guys like Ender and Ciarte. Lefty leading off versus AJ Cole at 34. Outstanding. We're targeting AJ Cole. A guy like Dexter Fowler, only 33 versus Junior Guerra. Very solid there. Fowler had a decent night last night when he was 3,100, I believe. He had 11 DraftKings points. He's very much one of those unlucky stats guys, if you look at him. Ross from Twitter pointed him out to us, and it's very, very true. Nick Markakis, 31, is another lefty to target in this lineup. Like that quite a bit. Mentioned Matt Adams really at 31 as an option. You got Jorge Soler if you're fading Paxton and punting. But another sub-3 guy. Preston Tucker of the Atlanta Braves having a great season. He's $2,900, probably hits 5th or 6th in that lineup versus Cole. So keep an eye on Tucker at $2,900. That's another big boy value play there. Other than that, check out your lineups. You'll find some options for you when you break it down later on. But recapping your pitching real quick. You got Robbie Ray up top, Lance McCullers 2nd. In the middle, you got Kyle Gibson down below, Yanni Chirinos are the 4 guys you're pretty much looking to deal with in this early slate. Now, let's get to the 6-game main slate. But before we do that, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com and Draft in your app store is a great way to play fantasy sports. They cover basketball, hockey, football, baseball, golf. So get ready to do your live drafts for golf as they tee off on Thursday. Got the NBA playoffs coming up, some wild races. But they also got baseball, and I've been having a blast playing baseball. You got head-to-heads, 3-man, 6-man, 10-man's the works. You got dream teams. You got those are just single-day tournaments where you draft, you leave it alone, you're done. You have late swap. I had Tommy Pham in a lineup yesterday. He was in a lineup. I get a notification. It shows me the 3 lineups I had him in. I go straight to those. Boom, boom, boom. New player in. No problem at all. They're very, very good. Customer service is great. When you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports, and you can try it out yourself because you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament. There's tons to love about it. You can hit me up and ask any questions you want, but I absolutely love it. You draft, you walk away. Drafts take less than 5 minutes. It changes daily. It's so much fun. I do my research every morning, like I tell you after this. I set my rosters. It's tons and tons of fun. They have some, if you don't want the single day, they have tournaments where if you win it the one day, you draft the next day a whole new team, and you do it all over again, and you keep advancing and go from there. But it's a blast. If you want to try out Draft, go to draft.com or check out Draft in your app store. Use promo code SDSports. That's SD as in dog, sports, when you make your first deposit and enter into a free $3 tournament. But until then, let's get to that 6-game main slate and break it down for you here. Another slate where pitching is not great. You got David Price up top at home against the Yankees. I'll sit and watch. Sale pitched great. Sale's better than David Price. Price, I think, is going to have a great year, and he might pitch great. The Yankees do strike out a ton, so he had that upside at 11-9. But he faced the Rays in his first 2 starts. I kind of want to see something else. You got a guy like John Lester against the Pirates. I'll be using Pirate bats. Let's just put it that way. I have no faith in John Lester, and the Pirates actually have hit him pretty well. I remember a game last year in Wrigley where I stacked the Pirates. They scored like 10 runs in the first inning off of him. So there will be options there. What we can start with is, I'm not using Tanaka at Boston. You saw what they did last night against Severino. Tanaka might make it work. I'd rather use Tanaka than Price because, A, you'll save $2,600. And it's a mess, so I'm not going either place. What I am looking at is Marco Estrada at $8,500 for the Toronto Blue Jays at the Baltimore Orioles. You got a guy coming off an outstanding start at Texas, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, which is a solo shot, 7 Ks. He was rough against the Yankees, but that's the Yankees. So the fact that he did against Texas, now he goes into Baltimore, which is scary. Aaron Sanchez just looked amazing against Baltimore. Baltimore's got a 4-4 total. Lefty's 286, righty's 367. So there's always that concern when you're facing a team like Baltimore. But at the same time, Baltimore strikes out 29% of the time. 29. That is insane. Estrada striking out over 21%. He's a fly ball pitcher, and that's where it's always scary with Estrada. So if you only use Baltimore bats, I get it. Pitching's really, really bad on this slate. So Estrada will be one of my targets at 8,500. Next up, you got Nick Pivetta at 8,200, coming off a couple really good starts to start the year. He's $8,200 now. He started at 61, then 73. He went 5 2/3, 4 hits, no earned, 9 strikeouts against the Miami Marlins. We were all over him that day. It's not as great of a matchup by any means, Cincinnati in that ballpark, but Cincinnati strikes out 22.5% of the time. Pivetta getting a decent amount of ground balls on a diehard flyball pitcher by any means. You got Cincinnati, who has one of the lower totals on the slate, actually the lowest on the night slate at 387. Lefty's 308, righty's 398. So Pivetta, as dicey as it can be, it's dicey all over the slate tonight. So Pivetta, 82, is a play I'll be looking at. I'll be going back to the Luis Castillo well at 7,700 if you're not using Pivetta. I think this kid is very, very good. He's getting a ton of swinging strikes, so the strikeouts will come. It's just he gives up that big inning here and there, and it's killing him at Pittsburgh and against Washington. So, you know, maybe you want to wait and watch. Maybe he's not what we thought he was. I think he is because the stuff, the peripherals are all still there. I think it'll scare people off. Plus, Philadelphia strikes out 30% of the time. Big-time strikeout upside for Luis Castillo, who's still getting 57% ground ball rates. He's still striking out over 26% of the guys he faces. He's just getting some bad luck in there. So I think it turns eventually. Hopefully it is tonight. Lefty's 293, righty's 286 versus Castillo. I'll definitely be taking a gander on him at 7,700. And the last guy I'll look at, it's dicey, is Kevin Gausman at $6,000 at home against those Toronto Blue Jays. So if you can see, we have four pitchers we're targeting in two games. It's an ugly slate. Ugly slate. That's why if you want to go Tanaka or Lester or Price, that's fine. I get it. They're the three best pitchers technically on the slate, but I hate their matchups. I'd rather take my gambles on these matchups and go from there. Gausman at 6K coming off at a much better start against the Yankees, where he had a 10 ground ball to 3 fly ball compared to the 3-8 in his prior start. 5 innings, 2 earned, 3 Ks. He's still not getting done what we want to get done, but he's throwing the splitter more, looked a lot better, and a 6K does have some upside against a Toronto Blue Jays team that will strike out for you at a 27% clip, so it's definitely someone to keep an eye on, and they have around a 4-1-5 total in that matchup, so pitching's bad, not going to sugarcoat it for you there. When you got guys like Barria and Garcia and Matt Moore and Brault and Wheeler, it's ugly. It's ugly. So if you want to go Price and that strikeout upside, I get it. Tanaka's hit and miss, but I get it. I can get behind Tanaka at 93. I'm not touching Lester. I don't care if he throws a gem or not. That's fine. So if Price or Tanaka, if you want to go there, I get it. But I'm going to be fading those. Red Sox only strike out 15.4% of the time, so that's very terrifying. Yankees striking out about 20% of the time. So, like what I told you, the guys we targeted, big strikeout teams are facing. So, if they gave up a few runs but add the strikeouts to the list, you got that going for you. And that's something I like to see. So, there's your pitchers. Let's take a look at the bats on this slate. Start at the catcher's position. And we got the likes of Wilson Contreras against the lefty Brault at 43. Is very, very nice. Like that quite a bit in that matchup. When you look at the Mets, who had a big night on Tuesday, they're going up against Garcia tonight. And the Met, Jarlin Garcia, lefty for the Marlins, 4-4 total. Lefty's 249, righty's 322. So you can look at guys like Travis d'Arnaud at $3,600. Don't hate on that at all. You got Russell Martin, if you are fading Gausman, at 35. Excuse me. He got Barria making his first start for the Angels. He got Trinos at 33. But you can drop down even farther, like a Francisco Cervelli at 3K versus Lester. I like that a ton as value. A guy I'll target a lot in another big game last night, Martin Maldonado at $2,900 versus the lefty Matt Moore. Maldonado 17 points last night. I was all over him at 28 and 14 the night before. He's $2,900 tonight. Texas has a 5-3 total, highest on the night slate. Our Angels have 5-2 total, second highest right behind Texas. Lefty's 438, righty's 333 versus Matt Moore. So I can get behind some Maldonado at 29. If he doesn't start, Rene Rivera does at 28. Rivera is in play as well. So both are pretty good options there. If Plawecki gets to start for the Mets, he's 28 versus Garcia. I can get behind that. When you are looking at the Reds, if you're fading Pivetta, again, lefty's 308, righty's 398. I still like Tucker Barnhart at 28 as a cheaper catching option for you. Other than that, you're going to want to check your lineups. There will be some that come out that open up some value for you for sure. Going over to first base, you got Justin Smoke at 49. He's in play. Joey Votto at 45, not bad. I like me some Joey Gallo. First base outfield eligible at 4,400. Mentioned the Texas total. We attacked that Texas Angels game last night on the Angels side. Both are in play again tonight. Both. I like the Angels a ton again. Texas is not too shabby as well. If you're fading Luis Castillo, Carlos Santana, 42. The hand ram, 37 for against Tanaka. But again, I like Albert Pujols. So I'll go back to the well. He's up $400 from yesterday. He's up to 3,600. Got his 10 DraftKings points yesterday at 32. I'll look at him again at $3,600. Don't hate that at all. You go down farther, Trey Mancini's not bad. Righties versus Strada is definitely a thing at 3,200. Lefties 286, righties 367. So Trey Mancini, been leading off a lot. He's first base outfield eligible at 3,200. Can get behind that. Farther down you go, if you want to fade Price, Tyler Austin at 3,100. Could be an interesting play. Jeffrey Marte of Anaheim got the start last night. He's first base, third base eligible. He's 3K. And he went off 17 DraftKings points last night, 3 for 5, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs. So definitely a guy to keep an eye on if he cracks the lineup for some $3,000 value in that matchup versus Matt Moore. Jeffrey Marte is in play. The farther down we scroll, there will probably be a few more guys show up for you. So check your lineups, check your Twitter feed. We will keep you updated. Check the SD Slapjack. I'm telling you guys, get in there. Let's make it a big community. We can have a lot of fun because if I'm not around, there's other people around. You can bounce questions off each other. It's really, really productive. Second base, Zach Cozart at 46 against Matt Moore. He's definitely a play. Young Hervis Solarte at 42. I don't mind at all. But like guys like Josh Harrison at 37 versus Lester, this is where the picking on Lester begins. Harrison averaging over 10 points a game on the season. When you look at the Pirates, they have a total of... Or wait, no, that total still, I forgot. Lefties 243, but righties 344 off John Lester. So getting me some Josh Harrison at 37, I like a ton. Definitely, definitely like that one. You get a little farther, you got like Scott Kingery at 36. That's not bad. Scope 35. These aren't ideal plays that I'm running to target. But like Javi Baez at 33. He double donned yesterday. He's facing the lefty Stephen Brault. Javi hits lefties really, really well. So you can get Javi at 33. I don't mind that. As Drubal Cabrera, I told you how much I liked him yesterday. And he double donged for 28 DraftKings points. He's $3,200 still today. He's another great play against the lefty Garcia. I don't mind that at all. Really solid there. Scooter Jeanette's only 32 versus Nick Pivetta. It's not horrible if you're fading Pivetta. I mentioned this guy yesterday as well. He's second base, third base eligible. He's 3K at 21 DraftKings points yesterday. Wilmer Flores of the Mets. So the Mets are extremely cheap again today. You're going to probably end up leaving money on the table in this lineup build if you do it right. There's a good chance you do. Jerickson Profar, if he cracks the lineup, he should. He was hitting second yesterday. He's 2,500. Second base, shortstop eligible. Let's head to third base. Chris Bryant versus Stephen Brault at 54 is outstanding. Absolutely love that. You got Donaldson at 5K. Machado at 47. Both really good plays as well. Good on far like Rafael Devers at 36 versus Tanaka is worth a gander. But the Todd Father, 3,500. Versus the lefty Garcia, Todd is in play at 9 points last night. He's 3,500. He's on the radar. A guy like Brian Anderson, 3,400 bucks versus Wheeler. I tell you, he keeps producing 10 more points last night, 10, 11, 13 in his last three. He's averaging 10 points a game on the season. This rookie's getting it done facing Zach Wheeler. So a guy like Brian Anderson, definitely worth a play. Adrian Beltre is still way too cheap. He's 3,200 bucks. Don't mind him at all. Got you 6 DraftKings points last night. He should have had another bat or two. It was kind of a lopsided game when they gave him some rest. But keep him on your radar. Remember Jeffrey Marte, mentioned him, 3K. Wilmer Flores, 3K. So two cheapies right there that you can definitely put on your radar. And then see what lineups come out. Maybe Miguel Andujar, Pedro Alvarez, Drew Robinson of Texas. He's been playing a lot at the bottom of that order. He's third base outfield eligible. He's 27 versus Berea. Another value guy if you need it. Shortstop Machado at 47. Didi Gregorius at 43 gets lefties really, really well. They got Solarte at 42. Don't hate any of that. Elvis Andrus at 38 in play versus Berea. Andrelton Simmons, 35 versus the lefty. More like that quite a bit. Simmons went deep last night. 19 DraftKings points. Back-to-back double-digit DraftKings games. 35 versus Moore. Definitely in play there. That Angels-Texas game is the stack of the night. I stacked it last night instead of Coors, and it worked out pretty well. It's not on the same slate as Coors tonight, but it's definitely on its own at 10.5 total in that matchup. You go down farther. Tim Beckham. Med Rosario at 32 is not horrible. I don't mind that for some cheaper plays. But maybe you pay up at shortstop and save elsewhere. Something to think about. Let's head to the outfield. Mike Trout at 57 is a great play. Again, he went deep yesterday. I loved him yesterday. I love him again today. Yoenis Cespedes is intriguing at 5,200 against the lefty Garcia. Yoenis crushes lefties. He had 9 DraftKings points last night. Not bad at 52 again. Conforto at 48, I don't hate. Justin Upton at 47, I like that quite a bit against Matt Moore. Upton had 15 points last night. I think he's in for another big night again tonight. Ian Happ at 46 is intriguing. Slumping, but intriguing. Mookie Betts went absolutely bananas last night. 43 DraftKings points. He's 4,500 versus Tanaka. We know Tanaka likes to give up the long ball from time to time, so keep him in mind. You got J.D. Martinez at 44. Gregory Polanco at 43. Jay Bruce at 41. All not bad. There he is. Aaron Judge, 43 versus David Price. Don't hate that at all. We saw what he did against Chris Sale, where he went 3-for-4 with a homer, 20 DraftKings points. Judge is just on another planet right now. So getting him at a discount at $4,300, he might get shut down against David Price. But it's crazy. Like Stanton's 45, I don't mind, but I'd rather have Judge at 43. Absolutely love it. Odubel Herrera at 39, still too cheap. They keep having him under 4K. He had 14 points last night. If you don't believe in Castillo, that is a great play. If you believe in Castillo, be more hesitant. Benintendi, 38. He had a big game yesterday. Adam Jones at 36. Senshu Chu, I like a lot at 35, especially if he's leading off against the rookie Barria. So keep him in mind at 3,500. You got the Grandy man at 3,400. I told you how much I liked him yesterday. He's still very, very cheap. He should be leading off again. He went deep, had 19 DraftKings points, in a good spot against Gossman again tonight. So the Grandy man at 34 is on the radar. Nomar Mazara at 33, definitely in play. Farther down you go. Adam Duvall's an interesting play, not my ideal play, but interesting. Trey Mancini, 32. Alberto Mora Jr. might be leading off, 3,100 versus the lefty Brault. He could be in play. You go down farther. You got guys like Billy Hamilton. Maybe he leads off and that changes everything. Nick Williams, 31, is intriguing. Jesse Winker, if he leads off at 3K, definitely could be a nice punt play for you there. Derek Dietrich, second base outfield eligible against Wheeler. I don't know how I missed him at second base, but Dietrich at 2,900 is criminal. This guy's having a really good start to the year, averaging 8.5 points per game, back-to-back double digits of 12 and 15. Good matchup for Zach Wheeler at 29 for Derek Dietrich. A lot to like in that one. Drew Robinson, mentioned him at 27. There's a couple others that might show up in your lineup, so check those out when they come available. Let's recap real quick on your six-game slate. Pitching is bad. If you want Price or Tanaka, I don't blame you. I go Tanaka over Price just for the savings, but you don't need the savings tonight, really, because there's just value everywhere. But otherwise, I'm going Estrada, Pivetta, Castillo, and Gausman. Those four are the guys I'll be targeting. Really like me some Pivetta and Estrada if I had my choices. But those are the guys to keep an eye on there. Let's look at your stacks of the day. You know, you got your early games where you're looking at Coors, obviously, against Marquez and Perdomo. You can look at the Mariners righties against Danny Duffy. You got the Rays versus Shields. The Brew Crew against Wainwright, especially the lefties, but don't forget the righties, definitely in play. And the Cardinals are in play versus Junior Guerra. There's a lot to like on both sides of that. The Nats are okay play against McCarthy, but the Braves, especially the lefties against AJ Cole, are outstanding. On your evening slate, you can look at some of the Toronto guys against Gossman if you want. The Marlins against Wheeler I like a lot, as well as the Mets versus Garcia in that matchup. Has a stackable game, total 8.5. And then Angels, Texas, total 10.5, definite stack. Matt Moore going to get shelled again. Get your righties. Don't forget the $3,000 Marte if you need some value. And some of the lefties in Texas versus Berea, not bad either. Cubs, Pirates, two lefties on the mound. Pirates are sneaky. They got like Marte, Harrison and some others that'll crack that lineup that can be very, very nice in that matchup. And then you got like your usuals, Bryant and Contreras and Baez and some guys there for Chicago. Don't forget Albert Almora Jr. Let's check out your BVP real quick and we'll send you on your way. Braves Nationals, Matt Adams, 5 for 10, 2 doubles. Howie Kendricks, 7 for 16, 3 doubles off McCarthy. He hasn't given up a home run to anybody in that lineup. Preston Tucker, 2 for 3 with a double and a homer off Cole. Borjos took him deep. Albies, 3 for 4 with a homer. Freeman, 3 for 5 with a double and a homer. As a team, they're hitting .533 with 4 home runs in 30 at-bats. Not bad. Jose Altuve, 5 for 15 with a double off of Gibson. Matt Carpenter, 4 for 6, 2 doubles off Junior Guerra. Ozuna, Fowler, and Wong have all taken him deep. Lorenzo Cain, 4 for 9 with a double and triple off Waino. Ryan Braun has taken him deep twice. Kyle Seager, 5 for 17 with a homer off of Duffy. Cano's taken him deep as well. Desmond, 4 for 5 off Perdomo. Cargo, 5 for 10 with a double and a homer. Blackman, 5 for 13, 2 homers. Trevor Story, 6 for 11, 2 doubles. Arenado's taken him deep twice. LeMahieu, 6 for 15 with a double. They're hitting .365 with 5 homers and 85 at-bats off of Perdomo. Success, my friends. I mentioned Carlos Azuyahe earlier against Marquez. He's 4 for 7 with 2 doubles. Small sample, but that's very productive, especially at that price tag. Hunter Pence, 7 for 13, 2 doubles off of Ray. McCutcheon, 4 for 10. Panic, 6 for 14. That might have been more the old Ray than the new, but you never know. We don't have that game on the slate. Adam Jones, 9 for 30 with 2 doubles, 2 homers off of Estrada. Chris Davis hitting a .167, but has 3 homers. Machado, he's homered off of Scope twice. Alvarez once, but they're only hitting a .185 off Estrada, even though they have the 9 homers. That's a fly ball pitcher for you, folks. The Grandy Man, 2 for 4 with 2 homers off of Kevin Gausman. Pierce, 5 for 10. PR, 11 for 25. Some guys to look at there. JD Martinez, 5 for 9, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Tanaka. Tyler Austin, I mentioned him as a punt. He's 3 for 3 with a homer off of Price. Sanchez, Gary Sanchez, 5 for 11, 4 homers off of Price. There's some owners. D. Gregorius, 12 for 27, 2 doubles and a homer hitting .444. Romine, 6 for 14, 2 doubles. So the catchers have hit him quite well. Mets Marlins, Dietrich, 2 for 6 with a triple. Chris Bryant, 5 for 7 with a double and a homer off Brault. Almora Jr., 3 for 5 with a double. Jordy Mercer, 7 for 21, 3 doubles and a homer off of Lester. Josh Bell, 3 for 7 with a homer. Josh Harrison's taking him deep. John Arias twice. Cervelli once. There's some things to like there with Pittsburgh. So there you have it. There's your MLB Quick Hits in the books for your Wednesday, April 11th edition. Don't forget to check out draft.com. Use promo code SD Sports for free entry into a $3 tournament when you make your first deposit. Check out the Sports Degens at the Sports Degens. We have the always pressing PJ DFS pod to get you going. We got power rankings. We got Jesse's picks. We'll have OAD out later today. We have so much to do on the Sports Degens. Doc's got your 6 takeaways from the recent UFC 223 cards, which was very, very entertaining. So hit me up on Twitter with any questions at BDintric. Check out the Slack chat. Ask for an invite. We'll let you in. Let's grow that thing. Let's make it a fun community for fantasy sports and sports in general. But any questions, let me know. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits Wednesday, April 11th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.